Praises of the chosen one. Praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and mind.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursalin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated in a hadith, أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. The closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood upon me in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, welcome once again to Praises of the Chosen One, your weekly spiritual retreat broadcast from Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah, where hearts are cleansed. Subhanallah. Tears flow from our eyes and souls are lifted in the love and longing for the mercy to the worlds, our beloved Rasul Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And this is no ordinary gathering. It is a moment of connection, of beauty, of light and nur, where subhanallah our Naat Khans recite amazing kalams, naats, manqabats, and they are presented in honor of the one who was praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Holy Quran Park. Wherever you open in the Holy Quran Park, subhanallah, you would find verses revealed explaining to us the maqam and the state of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So yes, we have gathered to praise that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And joining me are, mashallah, azawajalla, two great personalities with me in studio. Subhanallah. And these two personalities are Naveed Attari, hafidhahullah, subhanallah, whose voice carries the fragrance of devotion. Alhamdulillah, we have been listening to him quite a few times now, mashallah, and they have become standard features in our program. As I mentioned, our Naveed Attari, and on my left, our beloved honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, mashallah, zawajalla, whose words strike our hearts with knowledge, with wisdom and love, subhanallah. So we say marhaba and welcome to them as well. So let's listen to one or two hadith with regards to such a gathering. As I mentioned, this is no ordinary gathering, right? The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, no people gather together remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that the angels surround them, mercy covers them, tranquility descends upon them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them to those who are with him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Even greater is the status when the remembrance includes praises of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, the one through whom mercy itself came to us. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Another fragrant hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, a person will be with whom he loves. Sahih al-Bukhari. Yes, dear viewers, you will be with the one whom you love the most, subhanallah. When we gather to express love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through naat, through manqabas, through these kalams, we actually renew our connection with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is exactly what we are doing here tonight, mashallah. Listen to the kalams of Ala Hazrat. As I mentioned before as well, that when kalams are composed and in deep devotion and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by authentic ulama, by true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those kalams honestly penetrates the heart. It touches the heart because they were drowned in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then such kalams and naats are composed. Subhanallah. So Hadaik Bakhshish, which is a famous compilation of kalams composed and written by none other than Imamul Kalam al-Shah Maulana Mufti Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, is our starting point. Jiha, we always commence either the kalam, which is a Hamdi Bari Ta'ala that he has written, or either the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that gives our program a good start. Subhanallah. Stay tuned and stay locked with Madini Chand until the end, inshallah, zawajallah. And for now, I'm going to request our Naveed bhai ki aaj hamd-e-bari ta'ala ke zariye se, inshallah, zawajallah, let's enlighten our hearts with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھے کو حمتن کرم بنایا وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھے کو حمتن کرم بنایا
Yeah.
کوئی گیا آیا اور ہمیں اے رضا تیرے دل کا پتا چلا مشکل چلا بمشکل ہمیں رضا کب کب چلا مشکل روزا موقع ہمیں وہ نظر آیا
پر یہ نہ پوچھ کیسا
کبھی خندہ زیر لب ہے اور کبھی گریا ساری شب ہے
کبھی خندہ زیر لب ہے کبھی گریا ساری شب ہے
کبھی کبھی طرب ہے نہ سبب سمجھ میں آیا
نہ اسی نے کچھ بتایا نہ اسی سے کچھ بتایا
نہ اسی نے کچھ بتایا اسی نے کچھ بتایا تجھے حمد ہے خدا آیا تجھے حمد ہے خدا آیا
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ نوید بھائی ریسائٹڈ دس بیوٹیفل کلام تمہیں حاکم برایا تمہیں قاسم عطایا دا کلام از وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھ کو ہمتن کرم بنایا سبحان اللہ اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ از ناؤ سینگ دیٹ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یو آر دا لیڈر آف دا ورچوز سبحان اللہ یو آر دا ڈسٹریبیوٹر آف اللہ's باؤنٹی اللہ's نعمت اینڈ اللہ's بلیسنگز یو آر دا ریپیلر آف کلامٹی ایریزنگ اور سنز یو آر دی انٹرمیڈیری یو آر دا وسیلہ سبحان اللہ لائک یو ہو ایلس کیم وتھ سچ گلوری پریز بی ٹو یو او اللہ پریز بی ٹو یو او اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ کیا بات ہے مدینے کی بڑا پیارا کلام ہے سبحان اللہ لسن ٹو دس کپلٹ اعلی حضرت سیز یہی بولے سدرا والے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے سو دا ریزیڈنٹ آف سدرا از ہو جبریل امین سو سبحان اللہ ہی سیز جبریل امین سیڈ دا ون ہو از دی ریزیڈنٹ آف سدرۃ المنتہا ہی سیڈ آئی Search the trees of the world's gardens entirely. Sabhi maine chhan dale. I found none like you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I found none to be like you as I sifted through it meticulously. I sifted through it meticulously, looking and searching, trying to find you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone like you, in comparison to you. And he says, the answer that I have received after searching the east and the west, for you were created as a unique one by the one almighty Allah azza wa jalla praise be to you praise be to you because there is a hadith like this Jibril Amin says ya rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam I searched the east and the west and I found none to be as you ya rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam subhanallah this is his uniqueness this is his speciality subhanallah other poets have also mentioned some beautiful kalams and not expressing and mentioning that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unique. Some poets have mentioned that leave alone finding anyone like the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you cannot find a shadow of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah has not given him a shadow, then how would you find someone like him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, subhanallah. However, are e khuda ke bando, koi mere dil ko dhundo. Before the maqta, he says, are e khuda ke bando, O servants of Allah, can someone search for my heart? Can someone search for my heart immediately? Are e khuda ke bando, koi mere dil ko dhundo. Mere paas tha abhi to. Just now it was with me. Yani my heart was with me. And now what happened? O Allah Almighty, whereas none entered or exited visibly. No one came or went that I could see. Praise be to you, O Allah. Praise be to you, O Allah. Subhanallah. Yani, Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is telling the people that my heart is gone to Madinatul Munawwara. My heart has left before my body. Yani, these are the people who truly love the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is saying that my heart has reached Madinatul Munawwara. He says in the next couplet, Hame e raza tere dil ka pata chala ba mushkil. In the couplet before this, he says that his heart is gone and he was in search for it. Where is my heart gone? In the closing couplet of this kalam, he says, Hame e raza tere dil ka pata chala ba mushkil. O raza, your heart we did locate. After immense difficulty, we did find your heart. Where it was? He says, Dare roza ke muqabil. Parallel to the sacred roza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we saw it standing there respectfully. We saw the heart showing adab and respectfully standing at the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did I locate it? Do not ask me. Yena pooch kaisa paya. Don't ask me how I located my heart. But I found my heart to be standing right there by the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respectfully. Tujhe hamdehe khudaya. Tujhe hamdehe khudaya. Praise be to you, O Allah. Praise be to you, O Allah. What a kalam. I mean, poets write and compose kalam, but the mind here of Allah Azza rahmatullahi ta'ala in his deep devotion and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows in his, it's visible in this poetry, subhanallah, how he says that my heart is gone there before me. And there are many other kalams in which he says, subhanallah, tum nahi chalte raza sara to saman gaya, subhanallah. Oh raza, don't you want to go and visit Madinatul Munawwara when everything has already left and gone before you, subhanallah. Subhanallah, it's an expression of a poet and someone really who's deeply drowned in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chale, Mawlana Abdul Qadir sahab ki janib ab jate hain aur aap se bhi kuch kalam sunte hain, inshallah, azza wa jalla. If Maa sahab would recite a kalam, Shehr-e-Nabi teri galiyon ka, bada pyara kalam hai, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Shehr-e-Nabi teri galiyon ka, نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی شاہی کچھ ایسا ہے دل کو سکون دے آنکھ کو ٹھنڈک روزہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے دل کو سکون دے آنکھ کو ٹھنڈک روزہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے کچھ ایسا ہے فرش زمین پر عرش بری ہو لگتا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے سبت نبی ہے پشت نبی پر اور سجدے کی حالت ہے سبت نبی ہے پشت نبی پر اور سجدے کی حالت ہے آقا نے تسبیح پڑھا دی بیٹا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے آقا نے تسبیح پڑھا دی بیٹا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے رب کے سوا دیکھا نہ کسی نے عرشی ہو یا عرشی ہو رب کے سوا دیکھا نہ کسی نے عرشی ہو یا عرشی ہو حقیقت کے چہرے پر پردہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے ان کی حقیقت کے چہرے پر پردہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے شہر نبی پہ گلیوں کا نقشاہی کچھ ایسا
کیا کہنے نوید بھائی کیا پڑھا امام صاحب نے سبحان اللہ ریلی ٹچڈ آور ہارٹس تھرو دس کلام شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے او سٹی آف دا پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یور اسٹریٹس ہولڈ سچ گریس ہائی 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 دا نقشہ اینڈ دا بلیسنگز آف مدینۃ المنورہ از سچ دیٹ او سٹی آف دا پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یور اسٹریٹ دا گلیاں اینڈ دا اسٹریٹس آف مدینہ ہولڈ سچ گریس دیٹ ایون پیراڈائز لانگز ٹو وٹنس اٹس ریڈینٹ فیس اللہ اکبر Even paradise, Jannah, longs and awaits to witness and see its radiance, its noor, its face, subhanallah, subhanallah. Dil ko suku de, aankh ko thandak, roza hi kuch aisa hai. Farsh-e zameen par, arsh-e bari ho, lagta hi kuch aisa hai. The hearts find peace and the eyes find aram and rest. The hearts find peace, the eyes find rest. Such is the Prophet's roza-i-mubarak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His Mubarak Shrine, His Mubarak Roza-i-Anwar. Though on earthly ground, yet it feels so heavenly. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is on the zameen, it is on the ground. But when you're in Medina, when you stand before the Roza-i-Anwar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it feels heavenly. It feels as if you are in Jannah, subhanallah. And let me tell you, dear viewers, when you are in Madinatul Munawwara, when you are at the Roza-i-Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are in Jannah, subhanallah. Subhanallah. Do you know, for ordinary and for other masajid besides Madinatul Munawwara, it is stated that masajid are actually from the gardens of paradise, dear viewers. And what do you say when it is Masjidun Nabawi, the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he rests himself beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara, subhanallah. Jannati Tukra, a portion of Jannah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared the portion between his Roza-i Anwar to the pulpit, to the mimbar, that section and that portion is from Jannah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Whoever performed the salah there, whoever sat there, performed Allah's zikr in that portion, known as Jannati Tukra, it is as if you have been in Jannah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Because it is a portion from paradise, it's declared to be a portion from Jannah. And this portion, that land, that peace, that space, will also be in paradise, subhanallah, after the day of judgment, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sibte Nabi hain, pushte Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam par, aur sajde ki halat hai. The famous narration when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in sajda, in prostration, and Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu was on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the poet is saying the Prophet's grandson rests upon the blessed back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in prayer, huh? So he says, Aqa ne tasbih badha di, beta hi kuch aisa hai. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had lengthened his tasbih in sajda, in prostration. Why? Because such is the blessed offspring, the grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is his maqam, this is his state, that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will prolong and lengthen his tasbih in sajda, in prostration, simply because he does not want his grandson, Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu, to fall and get hurt. Subhanallah. When Sahaba Ikram had realized that the beloved Rasul had lengthened his tasbih simply because of Imam Hussain being upon his back, can you imagine? Subhanallah, through this Sahaba Ikram had known how much of love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for his grandchildren. This is the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the poet says so beautifully, this is the grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the dhikr of Madinatul Munawwara, the streets of Madinatul Munawwara, the blessings of this holy city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever you get there, if it's your first Umrah ever, I'm requesting the viewers of Madini Channel, kindly do not just book your tickets and go for Umrah. I would request you to buy a book called Rafiqul Haramain, inshallah. It's available in the publications department, yani in the bookshops of Dawud Islami, Maktabatul Madina, published by Dawud Islami, subhanallah. And get your hands on this book. It is very important for you to read, understand this book, subhanallah. There are many other books that you could refer to, but Rafiqul Haramain, it's your Rafiq, your partner, jihad, during your travel, during your journey. And what better companion than this book called Rafiqul Haramain? Make this book your companion. Read this kitab, subhanallah, and trust me, you will gain so many Madini pearls and ideas as to which places should you visit when you are there in Madinatul Munawwara. How you should perform your hazri. What should be the manner and the adab. Subhanallah, it's really an amazing book. And through this, inshallah, azawajallah, at least it is hoped that your hazri will be in a better way, as a person just goes there after booking ticket, taking an agent, or going directly without understanding these matters, and many things we might miss. If this is going to be your first Umrah, it is quite important that we take some training before we go there, subhanallah. Naveed bhai, ye to bada acha kalam tha, mashallah, jo Maulana sahib ne sunaya hai. To inshallah, azawajallah, aap bhi koi kalam sunaye. جو آپ کا دل چاہیں صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
میرا دل اور میری جان مدینے والے میرا
لکھ دے لکھ
دے میری قسمت سبز گنبد فضا
This kalam is composed by another personality, mashallah, and he says, "Mera dil aur meri jaan Madine wale, my heart and soul belong to the one of Madinatul Munawwara. Tujh pe so jaan se qurban Madine wale, for you I will sacrifice everything. Even if I had 100 lives, all shall be sacrificed upon you, O light of Madinatul Munawwara." Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Likh de, meri qismat mein Madina likh de. Hey, teri milk qalam dan Madine wale. He says, write it down, O beloved, in my book of destiny, in the book of my fate, what should you write there? He says, for the pen of destiny is in your possession, O King of Medina. So write this that I may live in Medina and I may die in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. So write that I may live in Madinatul Munawwara. You can write this. Why? Because the pen of destiny is in your possession, O King of Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. Aqa jiske bari mein farma dein. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may make a statement or mention something about some person. It is done, subhanallah. And this is in the control of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bada piyara kalam hai, subhanallah. And in this couplet, which is the closing couplet, the maqta, which is the last couplet, the matla is the first couplet of every kalam and the maqta is the last, right? So he says, Sage teba mujhe sab keh ke pukare bedam. Bedam Warsi is the poet's name. And this is what he says in a closing couplet. After writing and composing such an amazing, heart-touching kalam, he says, let them call me the dog of Taiba's land. Though no problem. They can call me the dog of the land of Madinatul Munawwara. Sage Taiba mujhe sab keh ke pukare. Everyone can do this. Oh, he says to himself, Vedam. He says, yahi rakhe meri pehchan Madine wale. And let that be my title. Let that be my recognition. Let that be my pehchan. Let that be my stand, O the King of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. He doesn't mind being called the dog of Madinatul Munawwara. Because why? This has connection with the land of Madinatul Munawwara. What devotion and what love is this? Subhanallah. Amazing, dear viewers. Remember, we cannot become true believers and true mu'mineen until the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not supersede in our hearts. It should supersede the love of our parents, our family, of our wealth, even our own lives, dear viewers. A person cannot truly become a believer until the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not matter more than the lives of others in his life. What love do we have in our heart? It is for wealth, it is for dunya, it is for the family, for the children. The love of Rasulullah has to supersede and surpass all these other loves that we may have in our heart. And when this happens, dear viewers, then you are a true mu'min, a true believer in his true sense. Subhanallah. Allah Kareem grant us such muhabba and love. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, Karu tere naam pe jaan fida, na bas ek jaan, do jahan fida, do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara, karun kya karolo jahan nahi. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He wishes to sacrifice everything upon the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he expresses his pain and he says, but what can I do when there isn't so many lives that we have that I can sacrifice? But if I had all of those lives, every life would have been sacrificed upon you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Brothers and dear viewers, now we move towards our calls, inshallah, azawajalla, and let's see what our callers, what farmaish and what request they will give us for our Naat Khan to recite, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
My name is Muhammad Aqeel. So my request today is for the kalam lam ya'ti nadhiruka to be recited. Jazakallahu khair.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, subhanallah. Lam ya'ti nadhiruka fi nadharin. MashaAllah, and he said it in a very beautiful way, mashallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Mashallah, shukran, brother, for sending us this request and farmaish. Actually, you have requested for a very difficult kalam. Kalam that's composed in four various languages. Huh? Subhanallah. No problem. We will try and request our Naat Khan to recite this kalam as well. Let's take in the next caller, please.
Hope all the ulama are in the best of health. My Naat request is, Dar pe bulao Makki Madani. Jazakallah khair.
MashaAllah, that's also my favorite kalam. Dar pe bulao Makki Madani, bigdi banao Makki Madani. Kya baat hai, subhanallah, subhanallah. We will try and have this kalam as well included in our program. So for now, inshallah, let's go to our Naat Khans once again, inshallah, azawajallah, to our honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahib, and he can recite for us the kalam the brother requested. Lam yati nadhiru kafi nadarin.
Lam yati nadhiru kafi nadarin. Lam yati nadhiru kafi Good. 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 Good.
Subhanallah, this was a combination with both our reciters together, mashallah. Naveed bhai aur maa sahab donum saath mein milke pade. What an amazing combination of this kalam, lam yati nadiro kafi nadarin, when both reciters recited together. And again, dear viewers of Madini channel, a lot of poets would never dare to recite or to compose such a kalam. So difficult, so hard, in four various languages, subhanallah. in Urdu, in Hindi, in Arabic, and in Persian. Subhanallah. There's Farsi here, there's Urdu here, there's Arabic here as well. And subhanallah, Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala says, like you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none has ever been or perceived. Lam yati nadhiruka fi nadarin. Mithle tuna shud peda jana. Like you, none other has ever been or born or created. Jagaraj ko taj ture sarso hai tujhko shahe dosara jana. On your Mubarak and sacred head, the universal crown has been placed. The crown of both the worlds. As the king of both the worlds, you are most certainly accepted, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jagraj ko taj ture sarso, hey tujhko shahe dosara jana. Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi speaks about his taj, that is his imama sharif, subhanallah, his crown. He says, taj wale dekh kar tera imama noor ka, sar jhukate hai ilahi bol bala noor ka. Subhanallah. Once again, an amazing kalam in Nati Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was requested for. The brother who requested for the kalam, though it sounded like he, mashallah, I hope he understands this language and he understands this poetry as well. Actually, just by the translation, it's difficult to understand. Yeah, the wordings we may understand. But if you go into the depth of this kalam and you understand after reading ahadith and ayat of the Holy Quran, the meaning will become even much more clearer to you, dear viewers. How and what is the actual status and maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No man can ever understand. Yani, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, O Abu Bakr, oath by the one who has sent me with the truth, my reality is only known to my Rabb Allah azza wa jalla. When the closest companion, Yari Ghar, being with him in the cave, and being with him throughout his blessed life, and even now resting next to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his closest friend and companion is Abu Bakr Siddiq. And our Aqa and Master says to him, oh Abu Bakr, my reality is not known to anyone except for my Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla. So take all the oceans of the world and you transform them into ink, and all the trees into papers. And if a person starts to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would never ever be sufficient, dear viewers, to understand the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are fortunate that we have little ishq and muhabba, due to which, subhanallah, we find ourselves lost into his love. Or else, subhanallah, some people have become greater than that and they reach such heights that, subhanallah, they may be sitting before you, but all the time they are present in front of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Personalities like Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when they would compose kalams and naats, koi kyu puche teri baat raza. And when he composed this couplet in front of the Rawda Anwar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was blessed with the vision of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So such poets, and when you listen to such kalams as well, you will find the maza in the heart. You will go into the state of ecstasy. Because why? It is composed and written in extreme devotion and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Kareem hame wo muhabbat ata farmaye, wo pyar ata farmaye, that it may enable us to follow his sunnah. Jiha, it must enable us to follow his sunnah. Let his sunnah be the light you follow, my dear views of Madinah channel. Subhanallah. Let his character be, subhanallah, that which we accept and we adopt so that our lives may change as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins. And now we go to our honorable Naveed bhai, mashallah, azza wa jalla. Aur aap se request hai, agar ye kalam padhe aap, zarre jhadkar teri. Inshallah, azza wa jalla. Bada pyara kalam hai. Aur it's to do with the dust beneath the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beneath his shoes Mubarak. And then see what the poet has written in this kalam, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Bada maza aayega. Naveed bhai se padhega, inshallah.
Zarre jhadkar teri paizaron ke, zarre jhadkar teri paizaron ke, taaje sar bante hai sayyaron ke. Zarre jhadkar teri paizaron ke, humse choron pe jo farmaye karam karam, 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 de zar pane pane pushtaron ke khilafe, zar pane pane pushtaron ke khilafe, zar pane pane pushtaron ke khilafe. ستاروں کے ذرے جڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے میرے آقا کا وہ در ہے جس پر سرداروں کے ماں کے سجاتے ہیں سرداروں کے ماں کے سجاتے ہیں سرداروں کے سر چڑھ کر تیرے پیزاروں کے اور جانو دل تیرے قدموں پروانے صدق و عدل و کرم و ہمت میں صدق و عدل و کرم و ہمت میں چار سو شہرے چاروں کے اور پہرے تسلیم علی میدان میں 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 سر جھکے رہتے تلواروں کے سر جھکے رہتے تلواروں کے اور کیسے آقا
Allahu Akbar. The Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is the composer of this naat as well. He has written this naat. Zarre jhadke teri pezaro ke taaje sar bante hain sayyaro ke. Allahu Akbar. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has painted such a picture, and you need to try to imagine this, subhanallah. He says, from your sacred footwear, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sacred dust particles, you know, the particles of dust, the granules which are falling. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Allah says those dust particles that are falling from your blessed footwear, the crowns of the heads of the planets they are becoming. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Taj sar bante hain sayyaro ke. They are becoming the crowns on the heads of the planets. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Bahut acha kalam hai, subhanallah. And every couplet in this kalam is so amazing, subhanallah. Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala, his kalams are such that when we discuss them and we go into the meanings of it, it's never enough. Never enough, subhanallah, subhanallah. However, akhri jo kalam hai, jo hasile kalam hai, jo akhri sher hai, mashallah, maqta. Kaise aqaon ka banda hoon, raza. He says, O Raza, the slave of such masters I am being. You are, Allah has made you the slave of such masters. You are the slave of such aqa and such rulers, such masters. Bol bale meri sarkaro ke, in the heights my master's distinction and honor is flying. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And it is the highest. Kya khabar kitne tare khile chup gaye, par na dube na duba hamara nabi. Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye, dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi. Khalq se auliya, auliya se rusul, aur rasoolo se ala hamara nabi. Sab chamak wale ujlo mein chamka kiye, andhe sheesho mein chamka hamara nabi. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, I'm going to request Maulana Sahib now to recite my favorite kalam, which I mentioned to one of the callers. Dar pe bulao Makki Madani, Bigdi Banao Makki Madani. And the desire to go to Medina would never stop. Then raat aap ye dua kare. Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu used to often make this dua. Allahumma rzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulika sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, give me death in your path and burial and mouth and death in the city of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we all want to be called there. We all want to see Medina. We want to experience the blessings. We want to die there, subhanallah. We want to live there as well, because it is the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dil se aap ye dua kare. These are great moments, dear viewers, subhanallah. Chale Maulana sahib.
Dar pe bula Makki Madani, bigdi bana Makki Madani. Dar pe bula Makki Madani, bigdi bana Makki Madani.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This kalam that Munana Sahib recited, as I mentioned, one of my favorite kalams, Dar pe bulao Makki Madani, Bigdi banao Makki Madani, call me to your door, O Makki Madani. Yani, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is Makki and Madani. Born in Makkatul Mukarrama, migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. So he is Makki and Madani, Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. So he says, Bigdi banao. Bigdi means to fix something, right? When something is broken, when something is ruined, when something is damaged, when something is gone. So he says, fix all that is broken. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Makki, O Madani. Fix all that is broken, O Makki, O Madani. Deed teri ho, Eid meri. Your sight would be my Eid, my celebration. Deed karao, Makki Madani. Let me behold you, O Makki Madani, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Measure me ho, lab pe mere. On the day of judgment, these words will be upon my lips. Mujhko bachao, Makki Madani. Please save me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Makki Madani Mustafa, save me. Subhanallah. Because this is going to happen. There are ahadith to substantiate what I've just mentioned. Because there's a poetry, dear viewers. But the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, whole world will come to him and ask him for his aid on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Every other prophet will say, idhabu ila ghayri. And our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, ana laha, come to me. Allahu Akbar. And then Allah Kareem has granted him Maqam-e Mahmood, the highest station which no one has ever achieved and gained, dear viewers. Our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will go into sajda, into prostration, and he will perform such tasbih and dhikrullah which no ears before have ever heard. Allahu Akbar. This type of tasbih and dhikr no ears have ever heard. Such praises of Allah Azza wa Jalla that you never even imagined. After which Allah Azza wa Jalla will command his beloved Habib to raise his head and ask for whatever he wants. And when he will raise his head, he will say, Rabbi habli ummati ya ummati. Allahu Akbar. So it is completely right to mention that Ya Rasulullah, on the day of judgment, may this be upon my lip. Mujhko bachao Makki Madani. Save me, O Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Gumbad-e Khazra ke saaye tale. Mujhko sulao Makki Madani. Under the shade of the green dome, allow me to rest, O Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Apne nawaso ke sadqe dukhre mitao Makki Madani. For the sake of your noble grandsons, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, he says, dukhre mitao. You know, my calamities, adversities and sorrows, remove them. For the sake of Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Bohut achha apne kalam pada mulana. Allah kareem khub barakat rahmat ata farmaye. If this was my favorite, then there is another favorite kalam as well, subhanallah. And that kalam is also requested by one of the callers, mashallah. And that I'm referring to the kalam, Eh Khatmi Rasul Makki Madani. Subhanallah. There too there's Makki Madani. In this kalam too there's Makki Madani. Subhanallah. And allow for Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to enter into our hearts, our bodies and our souls, inshallah. Azzawajalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ey khatmi rusul Makki Madani. Thank you. حسنِ سراپا کوئی نہیں سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں واللہ کوئی نہیں ہے خط میں رسول اور یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا تم عرش بری بری پر پہنچے ہو یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا تم عرش بری بری پر پہنچے ہو عرش بری بری پر پہنچے ہو جان نبی نبی سب نے لے معراج کا دولا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں جان نبی نبی سب نے لے معراج کا دولا کوئی نہیں واللہ واللہ کوئی نہیں اور دل کس کو سکھائے کہ ہم کسی آقا مداوا کون کرے کسی آقا مداوا کون کرے رحمت آیا تیرے سیوا سیوا کیوں کا مسیحا اور خیرات ہم مدے پا کر اس شان سے کہتے ہیں مگر خیرات ہم مدے سے پا کر اس شان شان کہتے ہیں مگر شان شان کہتے ہیں منگتے منگتے یوں کرم کرنے والا لاکھیوں یوں کرم کرنے والا سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں واللہ واللہ کوئی نہیں ہے خط میں رسول مالک ہے وہ دونوں عالم کے ہر ذرہ منور ہے ان سے ہر ذرہ منور ہے ان سے تنویر مجسم کل آقا کے علاوہ اور ہو جائے اگر چشم کرم کرم محشر میں فنا فنا دادا رہے محشر میں فنا کی لاج رہے شاہ محشر سیوا سیوا خش کا وسیلہ
مکی مدنی کونین میں تو سا کوئی نہیں واللہ کوئی نہیں ہے ختم رسول. کیا بات ہے, کیا بات ہے نوید بھائی, دل چاہ رہا تھا پڑھتے رہیں پڑھتے رہیں. او سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. او سیل آف پروفٹس, او ون فرام مکہ اینڈ مدینہ, اے ختم رسول مکی مدنی, جس ازمان صاحب ریسائٹڈ مکی مدنی بگڑی بناؤ مکی مدنی. سو ہی سیز او دا سیل آف پروفٹس ختم رسول, دا لاسٹ پروفٹ آف اللہ عز و جل, دا ون فرام مکہ اینڈ مدینہ, کونین میں تم سا کو نہیں, دیر از نو ون لائک یو ان بوتھ دا ورلڈز. سبحان اللہ. اے نور مجسم تیرے سوا محبوب خدا کا کوئی نہیں. سبحان اللہ. دیر از نو بیلوڈ آف اللہ عز و جل بیسائڈز یو. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. کیا بات ہے مدینے کی. دا پوئٹ سیز او صاف تو سب نے پائے ہیں پر حسن سراپا کوئی نہیں, آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں. Others may have received some qualities, اوصاف تو سب نے پائے, اوصاف qualities all of them have received, but no one has beauty like yours یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک, from آدم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام until عیسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, there is no one like the master, there is no one like you یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ. Every couplet of this kalam is amazing. We have come to the end of the program, dear viewers, and we hope that inshallah azawajalla, keep well, stay good, be good, do good wherever you are, keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah azawajal, our beloved رسول محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
Praises of the chosen one, praises of the chosen رسول اللہ, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. رسول اللہ, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and minds.